6:22 a.m. Good morning. August 14th, the last day of summer for the kiddos. Actually, that was yesterday. Today, younger daughter goes to the freshman orientation half day. Woohoo! So I have to get back, make sure she's dressed and fed, get her in the car, and get her over to school in about the next hour. So yeah, day's going to be kind of discombobulated. I got to go back and pick her up at noon. So even more discombobulated. Transition times are tough. Apparently I'm having one at the moment. So, good morning. So let's see. Next week I've got a dental appointment that's going to be ugly. I'll probably talk more about that because it's one of the things I'll be thinking about more and more. Trying not to, but that's the way it goes. Let's see what else. Should be a good grill day. It's a beautiful morning here, by the way. It's 58 degrees. It's calm. A little bit of sky, a little blue, a little bit of cloud. It's quite lovely. I'm not moving anywhere near as fast today as I was yesterday. My legs are telling me about what a pace I set yesterday, actually. I forgot to turn on Endomondo this morning, so I don't know what the pace is today, but I'm sure it's not 30. Was it 34 minutes and something yesterday? Just barely over 17 minute lap times. So that was down from my normal 19 minutes. And then I went home and got my breakfast, my coffee, and I'm sitting there at the computer, and I'm reading my feed reader. I'm doing all kinds of stuff. And I suddenly remember that, wait a minute, I haven't even downloaded the podcast. So yeah, a little bit off yesterday. Today I have to be a little more focused because I've got to get this in up and running before I go take kid to school. Well, that's the ideal anyway. I should have time, maybe 20 minutes before the top of the hour. And then I'll have about 10 minutes before we have to leave. So this should give me at least a half an hour to put it, leave my shoes on. So another thing that might happen today is that I might go over to the high school after I pick up younger daughter. Bring her home. I might go back to meet with Brian Humphrey. I'm talking about a writing program for the school. Good morning. And I would really like to do this. I don't know what it looks like. I don't know what it's shaped like. I don't know how it plays out. I don't know how it works. But I'd really like to get maybe as many as a dozen high school kids who want to write long-form fiction and work with them over the course of the fall so that by the end of the semester in December, they can have a galley-proof copy of their own book. I'm going to get my book up, but I made exactly zero progress on that yesterday. I guess I did a little bit of audio work, and I did some blogging. I did a lot of reading. I did a lot of reading yesterday. So now I'm reading, speaking of reading, I'm reading a book called Scriber, and I don't remember the author's name. It's not somebody I've read before. It was one I got off from a BookBub deal, and I can't decide whether I like it or not. The lead character is he's disagreeable in a very cardboard way. He's done something in the past and suffering self-exile to the hinterlands, and he's very misanthropic. He doesn't like people, and yet he's a scriber. And one of his duties is medical. And good morning. And he's supposed to do the writing for the people of the village. And so, yeah, he's picked a profession that requires him to be with people, and yet he really doesn't like people. Which is, kind of dumb. Then he gets embroiled in a war. I haven't got too far into that yet. But the whole thing is sort of, I won't say, I will say contrived. It feels very contrived. Grumble, grumble, grumble. Don't like people. Leave me alone. Don't want to talk. They want to go back. They want to stay here and suffer and wallow in my self-pity. And, you know, in the end he's going to. Or I suspect in the end he's going to. I think make a much better story if he went back to his exile. But I don't believe that's going to happen. So he has a pretty significant backstory that goes into why he's out in the hinterlands. And he also has this mystical thing that's going on. And I'm particularly interested to see how the author handles this mystical thing, because he's discovering he has this thing that happens in his brain, and he hears voices in his brain. And much like Tennis for a Board, he thinks he's going crazy. So from that perspective, the author has me hooked into this. But I'm having a hard time getting fully behind it. The book I read just prior to that, what the hell was the name of it? Double Trouble or Double Twist or something. That was pretty good. It was a mainstream contemporary romance. I can't remember it. One of these compound noun names like Shannon De Silvestri or something. Terrible with names. But that was actually quite enjoyable. It was first person, and she did pretty well. She most of the story she was telling the story to the reader, which worked out pretty well for her, I thought. She did a pretty good job. Let me see if I can find it without, so far the recorder is still running. That's a good sign. Let's see if I can go home. It's Scriber by Ben S. Dobson. And the other one was Double Trouble by Deborah Cook. Oh, so much for that. Yeah. Ben S. Dobson. Yeah, Ben's book is okay. It's kind of interesting. I'm finding it to be a little clunkier than I'm really comfortable with, but it, on the scale of things, I'm still reading it. I haven't given up on it, so that's a good sign. That's like, what was the other one I read that was kind of mechanical? Wool. Hugh Howey's book, Wool. I got through the first book, which is named Wool. It's a really short novella. And I won't spoil it in case anybody wants to read it, but I found it to be ridiculously mechanical. Ridiculously mechanical. I got to the end of it and I thought, seriously? And I started the next one and I got about three paragraphs in and said, nah, I don't really care. So I put it away. But it was partially a problem with the fact that as a writer, I'm now reading things from a construction standpoint. If you can't pull me away from the level of the book's construction, of the story's creation, if you can't suck me down under the surface into the world within the first few pages, usually the first few paragraphs, it's going to be difficult for me to really enjoy it. And Deborah Cook did, and I realize not a lot of people listening to me probably read romance, but that was a particularly fun one that was not a Nora Roberts story. Now, Nora Roberts stories are peculiar in their own way, and I'm still fascinated by the fact that she's able to do it, but she does. And at this point, it has to be a challenge for her to find a new milieu in which to unfold her plot. Because in contemporary romance, there's really only one plot. And how you unfold it is the question. It's not what story you're going to tell. Because you know the story it's going to tell before you even begin the book. And the question is, how does the story get told? And so, from that perspective, it's really interesting to compare Deborah Cook to a Nora Roberts, where Nora Roberts has a unique and distinctive take on that genre, her style. And Deborah Cook's is still telling the same story, but in a uniquely different style. So it was quite fun, actually. Let's see. Oh, yeah, Ben Dobson, Scriber. I'm still enjoying. I'm still reading it. I actually can't. I have no inclination to stop it. Unlike the Howey books, where it's like, you know, I get to the end of Wool, and if you haven't read Wool, I won't spoil it. But let's just say he has one trick in that story, and he uses it over and over and over. And over and over again. It's one trick, it's the same trick. And in order for it to work in the story, the guy whose story it is has to be stupid and understand that and ignore the fact that the same trick is happening over and over again. And Once is cool, twice is all right, because you get the double thing. And you do it five times, and it gets a little old. And I don't know if he did it five times, but he did it two times too many was really my take on it. So it was a bit, eh. It was sort of an intriguing world, sort of not. Dystopian, post-apocalyptic. Yeah, I don't care. So in the end, that was really the problem, wasn't it? I just didn't care. Now, the Ben Dobson story is, I wonder if this guy's an outliner, because everything is almost clockwork, and it's unclicking, click, 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 click. You can almost hear the clockwork mechanism behind it. And then I think of my own books, and it's like, You can almost see the clockwork mechanism behind some of mine. I just heard from a listener who got through book 6 and was in love with the series. Hated that ending. Just hated it. Yep. Such is life. Story's not bad, but you kind of hate the ending. It's one of the things that I've been thinking probably too much about lately. This idea that I'm going to be 60. The notion that, a lot of people croak at 59. Although I know a lot of people make it to 70. So I'm thinking a lot about that. Trying to get healthy, trying to eat better. I splurged. Well, yesterday I managed to miss lunch. It was one of those, it's such an odd which way, every which way but loose day. I missed lunch. And then had to go grocery shopping on an empty stomach, which is usually not that terrible for me, because I'm typically quite disciplined at the grocery store. I had a list, and I bought stuff that was on the list. Only bought one thing that wasn't on the list, and that was one of those cream-filled French curls. Comes in a package of 4 here. And I know my wife likes them a lot. And I got some, and I had one. It was delicious, and it gave me a headache. I think it was the Creamhorn. I don't know, maybe it wasn't. Maybe it was just, the day gave me a headache, but I wound up with a pounding headache at the end of the day. So when I laid down to go to sleep last night, man, I went to sleep. Curled up, zonked out. Woke up at 3:30 and thought, maybe I'll get up. And I thought, you're out of your mind. Go back to sleep. I don't know if I can sleep or not. I don't know if I can. I don't know if I should. I really would like to do some stuff. And then I looked at the clock and it was 4:45. So apparently I had fallen asleep. I just didn't realize it. And slept for another hour and 10 minutes. So that was good. I could actually get a really good night's sleep last night. Cats didn't wake me up. I didn't get up at 3. It was good. It was good. This is no 16-minute mile, I can tell you right now. Oh, well. I'm almost around. Then we can start dealing with kids and spouse. I got one daughter who can stay home today. I got one daughter that's going to go for half a day. I don't know what my wife's going to do. She was feeling crummy last night, so maybe she won't go to work again today. It's an audio editing day, because it's also a sprinkler day. And it's just as well, because it will be difficult to read. Although Thursday school starts. The school starts on the 16th, and we'll have 2 kids off to school early in the morning. I may have the house to myself for the day. At least until 3. So anyway, I made it one more time around the gate, around the block. I'm at the back gate. Tomorrow is another day, and I will talk to you then.